The second Ha'ara is moving along in today's daf. So the Gemara mentioned
that Rav Ami said, "Ain't tefilasei shel adam nishmas, ele im kein meisim nafshei bekapay." The only time a person's tefilah is answered is if he's meisim nafshei bekapay, meaning his kavana is in sync with his hand motions. So you're lifting your hands to Shemayim, the hearts, and the kavana is there as well. I mean, you have to have kavana during the davening. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Shmuel said that the pasuk says, "Vayifatuhu befiem ubel shoynim yichazvu loy v'libam loy nochay nimoy v'loy nemno b'rizav avol pigim v'urach yichab ramen v'leyachlus v'belashav apet v'leyarkal chamasai." So you see that no, Hashem answers tefilos even if you don't have the right kavana. The Gemara said, "Like kasha, can be yochid, can be tzibur. A yochid has to have kavana, but a tzibur, because of the koyach tzibur, because the Kadosh Baruch was never moyes betfilosan shal tzibur. So therefore, even b'loy kavana, that tefila can be a potent tefila." The Kashuk of a Goyen, Rabbi Yitzvi Fromer, Hashem Yimkum Damoy, the Blina Rosh Hashiva, after Meir Shapiro passed away, in Shailas Hachuvas Eretz Tzvi, this is Chelik based, it's Simen based. So he has a tshuva that discusses eating before davening. So this is an interesting topic, but it discusses eating before davening. Now, so what's the short answer? Are you allowed to eat before davening? So the very short answer is, it's often a Gemara. This Gemara, Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Yura Mebeis. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishnum, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. May dechsev loy soichlu al adam, loy soichlu koidem shetespalu lo al dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven for your dam. Before you daven, you're not allowed to eat. Another Gemara in Brachas. Yud Dalet, Omer Aleph. Omer Rabbi Idi Bar Rabban, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashion. Osel loy l'adam, lasis chafotz of koidem shetespalu. You're not allowed to take care of business before you daven. So really, based on that, you should not be able to eat before you daven. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Stating that, the Poskim discuss what would be if a person needs to eat in order for him to be able to daven with a minyan. Meaning, he could daven b'yichidus, no problem. Doesn't have to eat. But if he's going to go daven b'tzibur, maybe he's going to have to walk far, maybe it's a long drive. So in order for him to daven b'tzibur, he's going to have to eat. What should he do? So the Be'er Heitev in Hilchas Tefillah Simen Peites, it's an Oysi Aleph, says, don't daven b'tzibur, stay home, daven b'yichidus. You're not allowed to eat before davening. So I needed to go daven b'tzibur. It doesn't matter. It's not okay. It's not something you're allowed to do. So the Kashuk of a Goyen was asked. He said that the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Peites of Katan Dalid, that let's say somebody, I'll read it, Hatzomei v'harov, someone that's thirsty and hungry, Harehim b'chlal ha'choylam, he's like a choylam, Im yesh ba yecholas l'chavin daita yispal, which means that if he can have kavana during davening without eating daven, v'im laven, if not, im rotza al yispal at sheyoichel v'yishtin. You're allowed to eat and drink before you daven. So it's an often halach in Shulchan Aruch, if a person can have kavana during davening without eating, eat. That's why you could drink coffee, right? So if a person can have kavana without davening, so without eating, so then it's okay to eat. So the Shoyal asked the Kashuk of a Goyen a very geshmaka kasha. His kasha was that the Gemara in Mesechtes Tainas Daf Ches equates tefila b'yichidus b'kavana to tefila b'tzibur. Tefila b'tzibur, Hashem answers, even shaloi b'kavana. If a person wants a tefila b'yichidus to be answered, then you have to have kavana. So you see that a tefila b'yichidus b'kavana is the equivalent, sort of, to tefila b'tzibur shaloi b'kavana. So they seem to be on the same level. So this was the kasha. If you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana during davening, you should be allowed to eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Because tefila b'tzibur is like tefila b'kavana. If you want your tefillah to be answered, what are you supposed to do? What did Rav Ami tell you? He said, have kavana, nisa levaveinu, el kapayim, make sure you wave this together with your hands. It should also be in Shemayim. Right, that's the way to have your tefillah answered. Or there's a plan B, like the Gemara said. Kam b'yochid, kam b'tzibur. Go daven with a minyan. So you see, davening with a minyan is the equivalent of tefillah b'kavana. So no, if you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana, afan aloch and shulchan aruch, why can't I eat to daven b'tzibur? This is the question that the Kashuk of a Goyen was asked. And the Kashuk of a Goyen said that the Chilik is Pashut. He said the Gemara Mesechtes Tainis is discussing what are the chances your tefillah will be answered. Skulas ha-tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur has a tremendous skula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moyes in the tefillah b'tzibur, and as a result, you daven with a minyan, you have a special koyach, special chance that your tefillah will be answered. It's the equivalent of davening b'yachidas b'kavon. But said the Kashuk of a Goyen, in terms of the chefts of the tefillah, you want to know in terms of the actual tefillah, he said a tefillah b'kavana is very different than a tefillah shaloi b'kavana b'tzibur. He says kavana isn't just a mailah in tefillah. Kavona is ikur tsuras hamitzvah the tefillah. Not a maila. Oh, I could daven, but I could daven also with kavana. It's a big maila. I'll daven with kavana. No, that's not a maila. That is what tefillah is. We learned the Gemara in Tainus. Tapez amen alef. What's avoyde shabalev? Avoyde shabalev is tefillah. The ikur tsura of tefillah is kavana. So said the Kashuk of a Goyin, of course, as it relates to Tefillah being answered, that's this Gemara on Daf Ches and Masech Tainus. Tefillah b'yechidus b'kavana is the equivalent of Tefillah b'tzibur, even shalei b'kavana. But in terms of the actual Tefillah, you can't compare the two. A Tefillah b'kavana is a Tefillah b'shleimus. That is what Tefillah is, Tefillah b'kavana. Tefillah b'tzibur, that's a very nice smile. It's a very nice smile, and it helps in terms of your tefillah being answered. But as far as ikur tzuras ha-tefillah, what is tefillah? But tzibah has nothing to do with ikur tzuras ha-tefillah. Ikur tzuras ha-tefillah is tefillah, which is tefillah b'kavana. So said the kosher glava goyin, that's pshat in these halachas, that if a person needs to eat to have kavana, that means you need to eat. You can't daven without eating. So you can't daven without eating. So what are you going to do? You're going to eat. You need to eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is a maila. Who said you're allowed to eat in order to have that maila of tefillah b'tzibur? And the Kashuk Lava Goyin said it's even more than that. Because really, not eating before davening is also a maila. So my chaz is the maila of tefillah b'tzibur over the maila of not eating before davening. So he said the Shulchan Aruch that says that you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana. That's because ikur tzuras ha-mitzvah de tefillah hiya kavana. When the poskim say that you're not allowed to eat before davening, in order for you to be able to go daven b'tzibur, that's a whole different thing. That's because davening b'tzibur, even though it's a tremendous milo, but all it is a milo. And because all it is a milo, so therefore this is something that's not going to help. Rav David Mandelbaum, he wrote the Hagoyis to the Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Rav David Mandelbaum Shlita, so he brings on the bottom that the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, his daughter, so she once asked her father, she said that she was waking up very, very early in the morning to daven, because she knew that she's not allowed to eat before davening, and as a result, so she woke up very, very early to daven. It's like this, she'll be able to eat, you know, when it's time to eat. So the Tzemach Tzedek told his daughter, Medaf Essen Tzelib Davenin, or Benit Davenin Tzelib Essen. That's what he told her. She says, what you're doing is you're davening, so you should be able to eat. It's just the opposite. But af essen salib davenin, nish nabenin salib essen. But this is the tshuva from the Kajal Glover Goyin.